thinking, hello, what was it? Oh, yeah. I had no idea we were recording. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Our Kind of Homesteading. We're your hosts, Sherry.
And Shanna. And said my name.
I still want to have a ditty in the beginning.
A ditty.
We need a ditty.
Somebody write us a ditty.
I know. Please. I know. Okay. There are 34,000 of you that are listening to us. Out of one of you has to be musically inclined. Just
somebody
send us something.
Write us a ditty. It doesn't even have to be very good. We'll still use it.
And we're going to tell you it's great, of course, because that's the proper thing to do.
It's the proper thing to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what are we talking about?
I was just telling Shauna, actually, how I was going to get a cow. Uh-huh. I have been milking Nigerians forever.
For all your life.
All my life. Nubians, too, obviously, but Nigerians.
Obviously.
It's obvious. It's very obvious. Should be. Jeez, don't you know me?
Yeah.
So, idiots. I was going to get a cow. I have a friend, and she's like, I got this cow. You should take her. We're going to give you a great deal. We're giving it a breeder for you. And I was like, that is amazing. Yes, I want the cow. Because my family drinks a ridiculous amount of milk. And we go through
and
just.
Apparently eats a lot of eggs because.
Yeah.
That's
so
weird.
I just wonder, does my family just eat and drink and your family's like, we're good off one blueberry?
No, what? Because
I don't think we are the odd man out here.
Yes, you are.
You come over
a dozen eggs a day.
She has a huge basket of eggs on her counter. And I'm looking at this basket like, holy mother of fuck. How do you have so many eggs? And she's like, yeah, no, my ducks are rock stars. I was like, well, no, mine are too. But give me an egg every single day. And we actually have more ducks than Shauna does. And I'm like, well, yeah, we get lots of eggs, but we also eat lots of eggs. Shauna's like, well, no, we eat eggs. I was like, clearly not. And I was like, how many eggs do you go through? I'm like, we go through like a dozen a day. And Shauna's like, you eat a dozen a day. I'm like, yeah.
That's insane.
And Shauna says, okay, we eat like two a day. That's insane.
No,
that's
like,
crazy.
And that's like two a day is being like, okay, like, you know, one day we'll eat like, you know, six eggs because everybody will have two eggs. And then another day we won't eat any eggs. And then, you know what I'm saying?
So it's no, there's never a day we don't eat eggs.
But that's what I'm saying. That's weird.
Okay, so my family is huge on breakfast for dinner. Huge.
I made quiche the other night for dinner.
That's good. I'm sure you used a lot of eggs in that.
I used a lot of eggs.
I don't think I've ever made a quiche in my life.
Oh, really? Quiche are so good, though.
Yeah,
they are
delicious.
Easy.
I should make one. Anyways.
And you have eggs.
Shauna has all these fucking eggs on her counter.
It was just, okay, so Sherry.
So
the thing
crazy.
Is, I'm not weird, and neither one of us are weird. Like, you're weird, but not in that way. Okay?
Well, same. Okay? Same.
So it's because you have several grown humans that live on your property. You have adult like boys that are going to the gym and being like, I need to eat some eggs. Yeah. Like, you know, they even sound like that. And like, you know, and like Spencer, our brother, lives on the property.
Yeah.
And he is like the same, like workout, eat eggs. Like, you know, like,
I guess I don't know. It goes hand in hand.
It does. They are like
it's
protein.
Good protein.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really good protein.
So you have what? Three huge males, not
three
counting
huge.
Your husband.
Yeah.
And then you have.
He is a huge male, though. And he and see, my husband eats at least
probably
two eggs a day.
And then, you know, our fucking parents and then obviously all of your younger kids.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you guys have a fuck ton of people that just live there. And then you have males that are, like, consuming eggs.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I have. So my husband. I don't. I was like, where am I going with this? I mean, he's a male.
Does he eat
and
eggs?
He's huge. Yeah. But, like, he's
obviously
so,
not.
He's very picky. So
about
like
eggs?
About eggs. Like,
he
if I
like them
oh my,
in
the
general?
Other day, I made him like a nice breakfast with like eggs and sausage and toast and everything. And I was like,
that's kind of you.
Very nice. And I bring it to him because he works from home and he'd already started working. So I brought him his breakfast. And
God, you're so nice.
I'm so fucking nice. And you know what he tells me?
It's disgustingly sweet, actually.
Later on that day, he's like, I haven't eaten anything today.
You're like,
I was like, I literally handed you a plate of food. Why didn't you eat it? He's like, you know, I don't like my eggs when they're even remotely runny. They weren't runny at all because I know he doesn't like runny. But he wants them like fried in some type of fat grease, like fried. He wants them.
Oh, he wants them just fully cooked.
But they were fully cooked. They just weren't like Like, no. He wants them, like, hard, you know?
Yeah, no, I know what he means. No, you know I do not about? Eat runny eggs. That's disgusting.
They weren't runny.
Could you jiggle them, Shauna?
I didn't try.
Well, when you touch them with a fork, would you just see a little bit of a jiggle action?
I don't know. I made fucking breakfast, fucking gave it to him, and he should fucking eat it. And next time.
Now, no, I do next agree time. With you. But even if Juan served me over easy, over medium eggs, that is trash. No, it's going to my dogs, or you can cook it more.
Well, like, there's still sausage and toast. Like, you ate nothing today?
Because you didn't like the eggs?
It was so ridiculous. So anyways.
He's like, that plate is entirely ruined.
So he's like, you know. Yeah. Whatever.
So what you're saying is he doesn't eat eggs.
He doesn't eat a lot of eggs. He likes, like, you know, deviled eggs. But, like, how often am I making those?
Yeah, no, not often. Not often. It's ridiculous. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my family eats a fuck ton of eggs.
We literally go through about a
dozen a day. So it's insane. So segue back to drinking also lots of milk. Please, God, what? Why? What is happening?
You guys, go away. Please go away.
Okay, I know. The second I say that we're done.
There's like four kids in here for no reason.
It's a good baby. Okay. Anyways. So my family drinks a ton of milk. So I wanted to get this fucking cow because we never have enough goat milk. I have four right now milking goats, about to have a fifth. She's having her babies, and I don't even know when right now. And so four milking Nigerian goats. Now, the Nigerians are smaller, so it's not like they're giving a ton. They're not a full-size dairy, but still they give a good amount for a small goat.
Yeah, like how much do you get milk a day from all your goats?
Well, right now I'm kid sharing too. So like their babies are still nursing.
Yeah.
So I'm only milking during the morning, and I get about, like, what is that? Is that a gallon? So I'm getting about a half a gallon.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you go through half a gallon a day?
Shauna.
That's crazy. We do. Why are you drinking that much milk?
I'm drinking half a gallon a day.
I mean, Aiden,
I had
milk.
I
had like goat's milk, and I was like, it went bad in the fridge.
I know. It's crazy that it's in.
I was like, damn it, you guys, this goat milk went bad, and I was like, not even. And I couldn't even make anything. I tried to make like a cheese with it, but I didn't have enough.
It's nuts. Yeah, anyways.
It wasn't when, like, bad, like, I wasn't, like, making cheese out of this, like, you know. It was just, like, a little bit, like, it was turning, you know.
I made goat cheese because I fucked up we got milk for the soap. Mom, they finally made that fucking soap for Aiden's wedding. And Mom, she sent down 3 half-gallon. Yeah, so 1.5 gallons she sent down. And I totally fucked 2 of them up because I left it on the stove. I was heating it for the babies. I have 2 bottle baby goats. Heating this for the baby goats. And I'm like, yay, I have all this milk for them. That's wonderful, right? Because it's like sawn and it's like really, really goaty. And so I was like heating it on the stove. I left it on a simmer because it's like fucking frozen. I come back and I had kind of forgotten about it. Come back and it had already like curdled. And I'm like, oh my God. So I was like, well, fuck it. I just dumped vinegar in it and made a whole fuck ton of goat cheese.
Nice.
So it turned out. Anyways, cow. I was like, I'm going to get a fucking
cow
for the amount of milk we're drinking. I don't like buying milk because they give a ridiculous amount. They give like 5-6 gallons a day. I mean, you're talking about an insane amount of milk. I mean, I would have plenty. I could give some to you. I give them to Shanley. Here, everyone have milk, you know.
Yeah,
it'd be
like
great.
Oprah.
Yes, you get milk and you get milk, you know. It'd be wonderful. But the more I got thinking about it, okay, cows are like these huge creatures, right? They're like really big, really, really massive animals. And I
get a mini Jersey.
Yes. And maybe I will eventually. But so I'm thinking and I'm like, shit, like, you know, I was milking just the other day and I'm like watching baby, you know, little hero, and she's out playing with the goats and they're pretty much more or less very good with her usually. And I'm thinking like, fuck, like, I wonder how the cow's going to be with her, like, shit, like, she's gonna be able to be like walking right
friendly?
Under it. And she is friendly.
Is she gonna kick?
Yes, because Heather has like little kids, and so she is friendly. Like, she's very, very friendly because they've raised her from a baby. But still, I was like, just because they're friendly doesn't mean they're not accidentally going to do something.
Totally.
And accidentally stepping on a 1-year-old.
Well, and like, you're gonna be down there milking. It's not like you can.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you know what?
It's not and like then, they're locked in a stanchion like a goat, and the goats
well,
are
you
small.
Can. You lock them in some kind of a stanchion, but they still can move, and then, oh my God. I was just like, okay.
I was more concerned about, like, the whole, like, breeding.
Okay, and then that was my other thing.
And that would be, like, that's why stopped me from getting a cow.
I was talking to the kids, and I'm like, okay, guys, you know, I don't know what baby she's going to have. If she has a girl, we can either keep it for a second milk cow or sell it and it'll go as a milk cow. But if it's a boy, we have to sell it, and it wouldn't go as a milk cow. And Legend's like, well, yeah, because he can't give milk. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, what's he going to go for? I'm like, meat. He's probably going to go for meat. And he was like, well, Mom, you can't sell them then. I was like, well, baby, we cannot keep that many cows.
Like every
you cannot,
years,
you yeah. cannot do that. I cannot do that.
Unless we had like acres and acres and money.
Well, no, the acreage we have, like literally I could just set them free on the bottom 5 acres, but it's still feeding them. You have to supplement them. They can't, what do they fucking eat down there?
Yeah.
So anyways, I was like, no, babe, we would definitely have to sell them. He's like, well, Mom, no, we can't do that then. And I had like his little like words and I was like, oh my God, I cannot do this to him. I can't like. And, you know, because they're so fucking cute when they come out and they're all adorable. And then I'm like, I'm going to end up with 10 cows. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what's going to fucking happen here.
Absolutely going
to
end up
and
with
I was
10
just,
cows.
I'm being realistic. I was like, I need to step back.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you, Shauna. Yeah,
I'm proud of you.
So, yeah, not the cow era, if there ever is going to be. Because even if I get, you know, past, obviously Hero will grow up. But even then, what am I going to do with boys still?
And you're not going to need that much milk anymore.
This is true.
Yeah. So
goats it is.
Goats it is. So with the cows versus milk, so Sherry already listed a lot of why. Like the good pluses about or pros about cows, but
yeah.
The goats, especially Nigerians, because their milk is so close to like a cow's milk.
It tastes very, very similar.
And they're so small, especially compared to a cow, but they're tiny and compact. They still will browse and take down weeds and shit. And
they don't take down weeds. And they're like, terrible at that.
Mine do.
My horses are like fucking rock stars taking down weeds. But
horses are grazers.
Yeah, so a goat's just not a grazer. Don't get in a goat if you think it's going to graze on your land. It's not going to do that. It's going to eat everything it's not supposed to eat. So just FYI. But, you know, for the most part, like, if you don't want to deal with a big fucking animal, I would definitely say to get... Goats are going to be your option. You know, like they're even the full sized dairy goats, like they're a couple hundred pounds, but it's not
their milk's not,
it's
as
not
good,
like
though.
1,000 pounds or more. Their milk is not as good. Personally, none of my family can stand because we were into Nubians for a long, long time and none of my family can stand their milk, which is a very big bummer because they give a lot of milk.
Yeah, I mean, they give a lot of soap.
They give like a gallon a day, which is swell. That's like the perfect amount, by the way.
If you can handle that, you could mix it with chocolate.
That's exactly how my kids used to drink it. They would just fuck ton of chocolate.
Yeah,
but we went through a lot of Hershey chocolate syrup.
Yeah.
But they just didn't like it. And yeah, so I was like, okay, Nigerians like, it is. So yeah. I just have, you know, whatever, 5 fucking Nigerians.
See, like, I have 1 Nigi that I milk, and we still like won't go through all the milk.
That is, something is wrong with you guys.
I don't think so.
Drink more milk. It's healthy for you.
We just don't drink milk, though.
I know, but you should. You're always like, that's the blue like the parts kids. Of the world, blah, 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 blah. It's because they drink milk.
Blue zone, yeah.
Okay, so
it's goat milk specifically.
You have
though.
To actually
it's
consume
just...
it to get the benefits.
We
are
do
you
consume
aware?
It. We just don't consume a ton of it.
I'm just saying, I think you probably have to consume a good amount to get the benefits. You can't like, just consume it once a week and think, like, I'm going to live forever. Like, no. drink more milk.
Well, yeah.
I cannot wait for my goats. I need to sell these little fuckers. They. Oh, my God. I'm so mad at all these babies. I have been trying to separate these 2 babies from their mom, Cascara's babies. She was the first one to give birth. They're literally like 5-6 months old. They fucking Houdini goats. I do not know how they get out of places I put them in. I put them in my duck pen, Shauna. My fucking duck pen. Just for a very temporary, like, half a day fix. Because I could just not handle them. They got out. I was leaving. I'm like, you're fucking going in the duck pen. You stay in there, you bad goats. I came out. They fucking...
How'd they get out?
There's no holes, Shauna. There's no holes. My ducks can't even get out of the duck pen. They still haven't gotten out of the duck pen. The ducks go away every night. We let them out in the morning. Where did they go? Where'd you get out? Where the fuck did you get out?
Where did they get out?
It's a mystery, Shauna. It's a mystery. The other pen where I want them to stay fucking every fucking time. I'm like, I hate you guys so much. It's this battle between them and I. We're at war and I hate them. I will win.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I don't know. I really we grew up with goats, so we kind of have like a soft spot for goats too.
Yeah, I do too.
And I like having them around. I like that. I love little, especially little Nige goats. Like, they're so cute. Shanley really, our sister really misses the Nubians, but they're so loud and like they're cute as babies, but that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no. They're very, very big, very, very loud.
But I feel like they're, when you...
I don't know, dumb or something.
When you're breeding them for milk, it's like the babies are easier to home, to find...
Well, that's the thing.
They can... People want... Yes. And people still, they don't just want... They don't, like... eat like Nige goats, you know what
no,
I'm saying?
No,
like
no,
so
no, no.
The boys that you sell, they're gonna go to
they're
pet
gonna
homes
go to pet homes as
but
weathers,
there's not
you
a
know?
Lot of people that want like a cow as a pet. There's some no. but not a lot.
And like, I'm sorry, I know maybe to some people that sounds super weird, like, well, who gives a fuck if you want as old as meat? Like, yeah, that's what happens to cows, but like, we don't eat meat, and we 100% do not eat cow. Like, my kids eat chicken, but like, I could never. I cannot do it, especially knowing how cute they are when they come out.
And then they're going to be friendly.
Like, and they're going to be all sweet and friendly.
That's what
and
stopped you're me. Like, that's literally
bye,
what
baby
me.
Goat or baby cow that we've bonded with. You're going to go off and be slaughtered and eaten as hamburger. And just like, oh, my God, no. I cannot. So, and my poor son, he's turning 8 in about a week here. And I was like, that basically was like the straw for me. I was like, okay, yeah, I cannot do this. I can't do it.
Her 8-year-old legend is he's like me, even with bugs. Like,
he's our spider catcher. He catches every single bug. It could be the ugliest, fastest, nastiest spider. He will fucking pick it up.
There's no such thing
like
as
a
an
psychopath.
Ugly spider, sure.
And I always tell him, like, legend, just you can get a cup, you know, you don't have to put it in your hand. No, he's like, no, it's fine, Mom. It's fine. I'm
it
like,
is mostly fine,
oh
though.
Oh, my God. You're so weird.
Like, unless it's a black widow,
no,
you really don't
no,
have to
worry. I know. Logically, I know that. I know that logically. But watching him pick it up, I have to walk away. I'm like, I can't watch this.
Really?
Yeah. No, that is how creeped out I am.
Really?
Because watching it crawl up his arm, like, I'm going to walk away.
I love spiders.
I know. No, he does, too. He fucking does, too.
Yeah. No, my kids are all, they all catch both of them. I have 6 like you. Both of my kids catch spiders, like, without
now,
a problem.
Now, legends are only spider catcher. The girls do not like bugs. I've given that to them, which is fine.
Aww.
Yeah, they're not. They don't go around, like, stomping on them. That's rude. And Corelli will, like, literally lose her shit if she sees someone stepping on a bug. But she's not going to pick it up either, you know?
She used to torture her sister with...
Frogs.
Frogs.
Yeah. She picks up frogs all the time.
She won't pick up
a
bug.
No,
yeah.
She's not really a fan.
I remember her chasing around Daya with frogs in her hand.
She still does.
She still does.
Yeah, still a thing.
16
Daya's 16
and 13.
She's 13. She's like, Daya, look at this. And Daya's like, what? What's up? And she pulls out a frog and Daya runs for her life. And she maniacally laughs and follows her screaming. And yeah, it's very, very funny. I'll get on video.
Why is Daya so scared of frogs?
So I don't know when that all started. It's very interesting. I've tried to like pinpoint it with her because like it makes absolutely no sense. I'm always like, why are you afraid of frogs? Was there a... Did you have like something
that
happened?
Like, maybe when she was little, like a frog
jumped
you know, like
at her
that
or something.
One
a little boy.
A video of the little boy was like, that, like
he's just screaming and there's a frog like on his fucking shoulder and the mom's trying to tell him like it's okay, just a frog. But then doesn't she poke it or something, the frog? And that's why it jumps. Anyways, he's like screaming and he's like petrified, holding. It's like in fear, he won't move. And it's obviously just remove the frog because you're like totally terrorizing your child, but that's fine. So she's laughing and telling him it's just a frog. And then right when he kind of looks over at the frog on his shoulder and it jumps on his face and then his scream.
And then
oh
his
my
mom
God.
Loses it. And it
is.
Great. It's great.
It's awful, but funny at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I love it.
So fucking funny.
But yeah, I think if you, unless you have like a bunch of land, I'm saying like, when I say a bunch, I'm saying like 40 acres.
For what?
For a cow.
To
I'm
do
not
what?
I'm not just saying, because like to, so you can breed and feel like you can just keep more cows than like, you know, you can have a herd of cows.
I mean, that's a fuck ton of money, though.
So much
it's
money.
It's so much money. Because, by the way, the cows, any cow cannot just graze, by the way, and be perfectly fine with just grazing.
Well, milk
it's
cow.
It's actually genetics. There's some dairy cows that can be, that will be okay, just grass-fed, completely grass-fed. But there's others that will start to diminish. Hmm. Like, isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
It's genetics. And if your cow does not have the genetics... It is. Not, she will not do well.
She's
like there
dying?
Is no nothing you can do to make her be a grass-fed cow.
Weird.
So you have to supplement a lot with obviously hay and grain and all this other, oh my God, just so much. So anyways, that and is like the other thing.
And then a huge animal is going to eat a lot less.
No, a fraction of the amount. Like it just like, a, okay. So my Nigerians, we give, I mean, mine are in milk right now. And so I do give them a little bit more right now. And then they get a ton of grain and stuff. But like, I want to say I give them 2.5 flakes.
A day?
No, they get that twice a day.
2.5 flakes, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's probably more than they need.
They eat it all.
Really?
Yeah, so it's definitely not. I'm not overfeeding them. And when I see excess hay in the ground, brown stems, I'm like, oh, guess who's getting cut back?
That's right.
It's you. That's You're looking right. at her. Raise your
we
hand.
We should do a whole episode on how to save money on feed.
That's a great idea.
It's a great idea. I just thought of it. I was like,
after this episode's done, we're like, we know what we're doing next time. You can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, because like I definitely spend way too much on feed. We just spend a ridiculous amount
right now. Just a ridiculous amount, but it's very, very difficult. Well, okay, so like obviously buying in bulk, like the fucking
don't tell them now.
Okay, sorry.
You can't know now. You erased that last part.
you should cut it off right when you say obviously, and then you say don't tell them. You're like, ah, we did it. Ah, don't
get to know. You never get to know now.
You have to wait a week. Yeah, that's a great episode. It's a great episode.
But yeah, I think when it comes to cows versus goats, I think goats definitely win hands down.
For us and just how
I think for most people, though.
There's a lot of people who have dairy cows, but so I'm on two separate dairy cow Facebook pages. One is like all holistic and the other one isn't. And there are so many. Yeah, like there's a lot of like, yay, I love my cow and she's doing great. There's so many posts that are just like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. You know what I mean? Just like just
what?
Just all the trials and tribulations of owning a dairy cow, you know?
Really?
There was a lady posted, oh, my God, we just came out and our Jersey's laying here dead. My children are absolutely just heartbroken. She was 6 months pregnant. What happened?
Oh, no.
And some lady was like, well, do you see how the dirt all the way around her is completely like there's no weeds, all the dirt all the way around her. Like she made a circle, like something made a circle. That was her legs. She thrashed back and forth because if a cow is on any bit of an incline and they get stuck, they bloat and they can't fucking get up. Like some fucking, okay, I almost said something.
Good job.
What the fuck? What do you mean if she's on an incline and she can't get up? Get up. What do you mean?
And just roll the...
I don't know, Jana.
I guess
it was the weirdest thing.
Like we used to
have
cows. Maybe they just weren't on inclines.
I don't know. I mean, they were steer, and they were not Jerseys. Like, they weren't dairy. Dumb? They were all like, we're wiry. We're gonna knock over shit, and break shit,
eat everything.
Yeah, that's right. But
they could eat anything, and they were fine. That's so weird. It was crazy, though.
And another person, oh, yep, you can't have them on inclines. You can't have them on inclines.
What do you mean? Like, was she only, like, is that the only spot she could, like, go?
No, it was a huge pasture.
But you can't have them on any incline.
No incline.
There couldn't be an incline in their pasture.
I guess if it's a steep enough incline, she just roll. I mean, I don't
That's
get
horrible.
It. It was terrible.
So fucking
and she
weird.
Fucking, and so because they start to bloat and then they drown in their own fucking saliva.
Oh, God.
Awful.
I watched this crazy video. It was like this cow was bloating and she's all like huge.
Oh, yeah. And then
then the vet came and like
just like stabbed it
and then all this gross stuff
came
out. Yeah,
I saw that too.
That was so like interesting and like the...
But gross at the same time.
But really gross, but really interesting. Yeah. But the owner was like, I have to step back because I'm going to vomit. Like she was like, it smelled
absolutely
really
insane that she was able to save her. I saw that video. It was really, really was it like, was very, very, it was cool, but very uncool.
Basically all her stuff was stuck, like that she was eating.
Well, and that's the other thing. Like goats just are so hardy and just really great little animals. When you compare them to how much a cow is just, they will have so many problems.
That's interesting. It kind of reminds me of a horse, actually.
No, more problems. I've never seen a horse like, I'm laying here, I can't get up, I'm gonna bloat, I'm dying, drowning my own saliva. Like,
that's so horrible.
What a horrible way to laugh at it. I just like,
oh, God.
It's insane. It was insane.
So yeah, so goats for sure.
Goats
people.
For sure.
Especially like, if you're
100%.
If you're new to animals.
Okay, thank you, babe. Yeah, it just, especially like
chickens are like the gateway animal.
No, chickens and then start fucking goats. Goats are so fucking hardy. Not much is going to happen to your goat. So my itty bitty goats, okay, they will like, I'm going to stab myself in an eye with a fucking random piece of fucking metal off this fence.
And they can bloat. Like we've had goats bloat, but not like
no,
a cow.
No, they don't. They do not. No, they don't. We've had one baby goat bloat. He was bottle fed.
We had a goat bloat when the dogs chased it. Remember Broccoli?
Oh, I do remember that.
He got chased by the dogs and he started bloating.
But there was probably a host of other things going on too, because he had like wounds and shit.
I mean, he ended up being fine.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm saying like that was a very unusual scenario.
Gave him some Dawn
like
dish
this whole
soap
like and- this whole like, oh, my cow bloated because she couldn't stand up and drowned in her own saliva. It was like, oh yeah, very common.
That is
like,
fucking crazy.
Oh my god, that's terrible. So now I'm like, where? What? I mean, my whole property's an incline. Like, yeah, I was like,
seriously,
what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm like, and how then, much like, of
all
an
the
incline?
Other stories. Thank you. What does an incline mean?
Like
what
anything?
Are we talking
like,
here?
Does
what
it have to be completely
what grade
flat?
Are we talking here?
Because I see cows on hills.
And I was like, can it be like a hill? Maybe she'll just, like I said,
roll down.
Yeah, you ain't getting stuck.
That's crazy. Well, very interesting.
Yeah.
But like, seriously, that is one thing that people don't do enough of. And there's so much information
just
out
research,
there.
Just research, people. And see, that is what I had been doing. I have been on Facebook, these two Facebook pages. I have been stalking every single post, all the comments. I was just reading and reading and reading and ingesting all this information. And
like, not just like all of it, any animal you get, you should do that. Any animal. Like
anything.
Anything. But especially like dogs, LGDs, or people just get certain breeds of dogs and they don't realize.
I was
going to
say breeds of dogs.
Breeds
people.
Of dogs. Like, because every
do
breed, if breeds are specific. And like, if you don't research and then you bring home a dog and you're like, oh no, this dog, you know, like so many, I'm thinking about LGDs that people that don't have animals or land and they'll get the LGD from like somewhere and then they'll be like, my LGD is tearing everything up, or they'll, you know, say I have a great
barking
parakeet,
nonstop,
and it's barking
like,
nonstop.
Oh, shocking!
Like, well, no fucking shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think research, and there's so much information. Like you can first ask people that have those animals. You can go online. You can Google anything you want.
Go. The greatest thing to do is to go on Facebook. Is if you have Facebook. If you don't, please get on it. Go on Facebook and go onto those groups. Join those groups that you're thinking of for that animal, like an LGD group, this a group, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, you can find out so much information.
For anything you want, there is a group on Facebook for it. And I'm telling you, that is where you get your information. Don't ask questions. Just read the post and read all those fucking comments. Just spend that time.
Yeah.
It will...
Nobody cares that you're getting a new cow or a new dog.
Yeah, you don't want to make any posts. Yeah. Don't even worry about it. Like,
read the posts.
I mean, you can, but I'm just saying it's not – it's just – because someone is you, by the way, and they have said, I'm getting a cow, tell me all the things. Yeah. And so you just read her post and all those comments and all those annoyed people being like, yeah, we've seen you before, you're an idiot, read first, you know. So like, it's magical. Education, people.
Seriously,
educate yourselves.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I feel like there's always like something like that that's like random and weird, but like I'm trying to think of things about like the animals we have, but it's not weird or random to us because we're just so used to it.
I really don't think there's anything weird or random about a goat. Like, the only thing I can think of is them getting their fucking heads stuck in a fence if they have horns.
Yeah.
But beyond that, like, I mean, they're really hardy is my point. Like, much hardier than a cow.
Hardier than a cow, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
A cow is going
goats
to have...
Goats win, people. Goats win.
No,
this
they do.
Episode.
They do win this episode.
Yeah, for sure.
They're the winners. They get chocolate coins.
Chocolate?
Yeah, they love
chocolate.
Sure they can.
And that's the other thing, too. Like, our cows, like, because, like, I throw so much shit to our goats all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Can you do that to a cow? I don't fucking know. Am I going to kill you?
Yeah, you're going to die on an incline?
You die on an incline, and Oreo's probably going to kill you, too, okay?
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
fuck
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
And see, that was one of my other things. I've had goats for so many years. I know exactly what to do for a goat in basically any fucking situation it's in.
And you can come out and be like, that goat's sick.
That goat's sick. That goat needs this. Oh, she needs this. Oh, okay, she needs this or this, whatever the fuck. I know just so quickly, and I've given my kids now that same knowledge. With cows, I would be
still
learning as I went. And
I think it's weird because
not that that's a problem. It's fine learning, but I don't know.
Somebody was with me and I went out. And I was like, that chicken looks bad again. And they're like, what are you talking about? Like, why does she look bad? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, she looks bad. Like, look at her. She looks bad.
She has a sign that says bad. I'm feeling bad.
And they're like, she looks like it's just another chicken. And I was like, no. I was like, yeah. I was like, it's just, I was like, her comb's kind of droopy and her face is pale. And, you know, it's just things like you don't.
Yeah, you just know.
You just know after a while.
After a while of being around those animals for so long. Yeah. And I've literally never been around a cow. It's going to be a very big.
You have been around a cow. We have had cows.
We've had a steer. It's not a cow.
Okay. True.
Okay.
But still.
And
yes,
and they were just little assholes that broke things.
I know,
they weren't
actually
productive members of the homestead. No, not at all. Like, Jesus, leave already.
Unproductive members of the homestead.
Very unproductive. But, no, I know. And I'm not an idiot when it comes to animals. And I know
say,
that
The fact that you just know animals and you can tell, like, they are doing something different than what they're normal.
Do. And I'm not going into this completely blind, or I wouldn't have been going into this completely blind. But I just was like, the other thing, I was like, I don't want to. I got my goats. I'm good. Is it worth it to me to have all that milk just to have fucking milk? Not right now. No, it's not. I was like, no, I'm good. I'm tired. I don't want
to. What it really comes down to, it's Legend's little eyes looking at you, being
as
like,
as I shipped this fucking sold this baby boy cow, and Legend's like, no,
and
mom.
Then if you don't sell baby boys cows, then you just have a shit ton of cows,
which is unacceptable.
You can have a shit ton of goats, Sherry. Okay,
I have really, a shit ton of goats. You know, and Legend, you know, even you want to keep one? Yeah, great, keep one. You know, they're just who cares? They're fucking tiny, small. Goodbye, keep one.
Goodbye. Yes,
it's fine. It's good. But a cow? No, I'm not keeping a whole cow for you. It's a whole cow.
Whole ass cow.
A whole ass cow. Like, we can't do that, babe. We can't do that. And with my luck, my cow would have a boy every fucking time.
Every time.
You come check on me 6 years. How many cows do you have? Six? Seven? Like, you're just like, yeah, I'm good.
You know how cows don't have twins? I had twins.
Seriously.
Two boys.
Seriously, that would be my luck.
Seriously. Well, that was fun. So if you guys are vacillating back and forth on what dairy animal you should get, it's a goat. A Nigerian goat, if you want the milk to taste good.
Especially if you have little kids, like, I'm sorry, but like, yeah, it just makes a lot of sense.
Kids can go frolic in the fields with their little Nigerian goats.
They run around with them. We don't have to worry. Yeah. Like, my 1.5-year-old goes and walks around in my goat pen with my dairy goats. And their babies. And one really hates her and tries to knock her over every single time. She succeeded a few times. She's fine.
That one actually headbutted Sparrow.
Penny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she does not like little itty bitty people. She's like, no. She's like, you are something.
But they're not going to get, you know, severely injured.
She's not
going to
get severely injured, though. Because
she was headbutted by a cow.
Thank you, right? Or trampled by one. Yeah. It's like, no, we're fucking good. We're fucking good. So. Yeah, I'm happy with
your
decision.
Team goat.
Team goat all the way.
Well, thank you for stopping by and listening.
Definitely.
Once again, we appreciate all of you guys. Again, if you have anything you want to hear, just reach out. If you want to hear an episode, or you want us to talk about something particular, or if you have any questions, you have an animal or whatever the
definitely,
fuck.
Yeah, definitely.
Getting onto a homestead.
Reach out to us. We love to hear you guys.
Yeah. OurKindOfHomesteading@gmail.com, or you can find us out on Instagram. Other than that, we will talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.